deepenglish.com.
Many people today believe that superheroes are only in comic books and TV shows, but they actually do exist in real life too. Phoenix Jones is a Seattle-based real-life superhero who wears a full costume and fights crime. He has a small group of followers called the Rain City Superhero Movement. They all are trained in martial arts and act to defend victims from crime and assault. The Seattle Police Department are worried that some members of the public may think Jones is a criminal. But Jones says he wears the costume to prevent getting mistaken for a real criminal. In Britain, a man called the Angle Grinder helps motorists unlock the wheel locks put on vehicles in the London area by police. Wheel locks stop people who have parked illegally from driving away. The Angle Grinder superhero has tools that are able to cut right through the wheel locks, helping illegal drivers escape. In San Diego, California, Mr. Extreme is another real-life superhero. He wears impressive body armor and calls himself an evil suppression unit. Mr. Extreme fights violent crime and wants to do something positive and heroic. He has been the victim of violent crime after being attacked by gang members, bullied at school, and molested as a child. But these setbacks in life have only strengthened his decision to protect people. But real-life superheroes are not only vigilantes. For many, a real-life superhero is someone like Paul Tammet. Tammet has an incredible memory. He can recall pi to a record 22,514 digits. Ben Underwood is another kind of real-life superhero with a true superpower. He is totally blind, but he can ride a bike in heavy traffic, play basketball, and live a totally normal life. His magic and heroism come from his ability to use sonar. He makes a clicking sound with his mouth and listens to the sound bounce off of objects. In this way, he can see. Real-life superheroes can also be much quieter than people like Mr. Extreme or Phoenix Jones. There are many examples of volunteer workers who cook every night for the homeless and volunteer to teach disabled children sporting and other skills. They, too, are real-life superheroes.